Joined.
Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
You're the first to arrive. I hope you're safe.
Hi, Angela.
Yes.
Has joined.
Yes, I am. Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
We are going to be starting with verse 248 in section 19 of Parashat Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tepi Kilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Leakta Lishem Yud He Pavate The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanuneihu Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Lahai Gaba Eat Gan Eden Lamala the Eat Gan Aiden Lamata Eat Gehinom Lamata we Eat Gehinom Lamala Amar Rabbi Yaakov Parshaim Shakil Kedlu Berit Mila Shebahem Behilu Shabbat Beparhes Ya Behilu Et Hamo Adot Vishakap Rau Vitora Vishikap Tafru Beat Hiat Amateen Do melahem yordim legeinom shail mata benidonim sham shu anam olim. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, in keeping with what I have explained, there is a Garden of Eden above and another below. There is a Gehinom below and another above. Rabbi Yaakov said, the wicked who have defiled their circumcision, desecrated the Shabbat in public, desecrated the festivals, and have rejected the Torah, the resurrection of the dead, and so on, shall enter Gehinom below. They shall be punished there and shall never rise up again. The commentary is, this pasuk is clear as written, and I actually believe we did this verse last time we spoke last week.
Question. Yeah, we did this last week, that particular verse.
Okay, is it complete or did we need to discuss it some more?
No, I think we did it pretty thoroughly.
Okay. Then let's go on to 249. Aval yakumu liyom chadim v'yakumu leitchiyat hametim v'alehem ne'mar Rebim Misheni Admat Afar Yaksu Eile Lechaye Olam Vigomer Wa Alehem Ne'emar Vahayu Lachadai Deiraon Lekobasar Madairaon Dai Raon Shehakol Yom Rudai Biriyatam Vial Hat Sadikim Ki be Yisrael ne'emar v'ameh kulam tzadikim v'gomer. Al Kain, I believe, Midrash Ane'elah. The translation, but they shall rise on the day of judgment and for the resurrection of the dead. They are described by the words, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they are also described by the words, and they shall be abhorrent to all flesh. What is Dareon? Direon, which means that all shall say, die, enough. Reon, of seeing them. They shall have had enough of seeing them. But of the righteous in Israel, it is said, your people shall also be all righteous. And this is the end of the Midrash Ane'elah. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And I have added, I have made little comments in this section. Can we resolve the conflicts expressed, especially in this last pasuk? The answer is yes. We learn the resolution in the study of reincarnation, and we discussed the resolution in verse 248 last week. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, can you refresh my memory on 248, what the resolution was?
Well, the question is, how can we have people who are going to be resurrected and yet never leave Gehinnom, which is what 247 and 248 say?
Oh.
And the resolution is that it's a lengthy discussion that we had about 248. The resolution is that you have to define what we're talking about. There will be parts of our souls that Chas v'Shalom may not complete their that aspect of their tikkun, but there'll be other parts of other people's souls at the level of Nefesh and Ruach that will be able to be pieced together into a new soul. And so the parts that do complete their tikkun will be resurrected. And the parts that don't complete their tikkun will be resurrected. Well, actually, the parts that don't complete their tikkun will be reincarnated until they complete their tikkun. So the statement that they won't leave Gehinnom, it's true and it isn't true. It's true that they will not leave the Gehinnom, but they will be put together with other parts, other people's souls and their parts to be resurrected, to be reincarnated as a different soul component, soul part and collection. And that's what we discussed at length about verse 248.
Okay.
Did that jog your memory at all?
A little bit. What is the they shall have had in, who is the they and the ones they shall have had enough of seeing them? Is it the righteous or tzaddiks or? Is that not important?
No, it the question is always important. So I'm just reading it. Taking a look at where you're describing, because it refers to day in verse 249, it refers to the day in various places. But they shall rise on the day of judgment is, and for the resurrection of the dead, it's referring to the people who have died and are sitting in their graves.
Oh, okay.
And they are described by the words, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And that's someone who has died 1,000 years ago, who was a Rasha. Their actions were completely negative. They may have done just one mitzvah in their life. The rest of their soul components are all evil. But it's the soul itself is never evil. It's the accumulation of physicality. So when they arise at the resurrection of the dead, the only part of that human being that will be arise to everlasting life is the soul part that did the mitzvah. The ones who just accumulated negativity, they are going to remain, they're going to, the soul doesn't disappear, but all of those parts have been accumulated into other people and other soul parts collections, so that when they arise, they initially are seen as shame and everlasting contempt. But then they will come, be put into a soul part collection as another human, and they've been reincarnated. And in that reincarnation, they'll make their tikkun. And so that's where you have this idea that they're the people who are being resurrected, some will be resurrected because they're righteous, and some will be resurrected because they're evil. And if they're evil, they'll be initially looked at with shame and contempt. But that looking at them that way is not going to come from the righteous people. It's going to come from themselves, because they will be seeing how easy it should have been to overcome their predilections to evil. But those soul parts will always be reincarnated. They'll go into the next 7,000-year cycle. There's no loss in spirituality. There's no disappearance in spirituality. And that's what this verse is explaining, with this metaphor of they're going to rise, but they're going to be looked at with shame and contempt. But that's not permanent. What's permanent is everybody will become a righteous person. It's just not, they may not be me from this lifetime that is righteous, but hopefully certain parts of my soul have achieved their tikkun. I interrupted you, Brandy, so go ahead and ask your question.
No, I said that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Well, we have completed section 19. So we have time. We could go on, but you know, I usually like to start the new sections with a fresh view. Well, yeah. With a fresh view, anyway. So is there any other questions you want to ask right now?
Not that I can think of. I'm going to have to kind of read it a little bit more before I have another question.
Malka, do you have any questions?
No, sir. I'm just listening today.
Okay. Well, you both have a beautiful day, evening, and please stay safe. And I hope the hurricane disappears into a mere nothing.
Well, let's pray. I've been praying today for that same thought pattern.
Me too.
No, Brandy, you be safe, Brandy.
I will.
Good.
Shalom Gadol. We'll have a class at 7 o'clock for the RE. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You all be well.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.